Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Sunday, May 7th. 43 health violations. That's how many the MSC cruise ship MSC Seaside received during a surprise inspection by the CDC. An inspection report from April 27th shows the ship receiving a failing grade of 67 to the tune of 43 violations. Now, cruise ships need at least 85 to pass the unannounced inspections. Some of these violations include flies in the food handling area, improper sanitation logs for the swimming pool, food residue on clean dishes, soiled food in the pizza prep area, a crew member handling raw meat and then opening a storeroom door, and the number of guests and crew on board not properly matching the manifest. Seaside is currently sailing from Port Canaveral. The CDC does charge for these surprise inspections to the tune of $23,920 for MSC Seaside. And millions of guests and growing. Carnival Cruise Line revealed that it's expecting to bring 3 million guests to all of its Mexican ports this year, and that number is expected to grow by 500,000 in 2024. Now, Cozumel is Carnival's most popular Mexico destination, with an estimated 1.6 million guests arriving every year. Other Mexican ports the line regularly visits is Progreso, Costa Maya, Puerto Vallarta, Cabo San Lucas, and Ensenada in Mazatlan. And Cunard Line's ship Queen Anne was floated out of the Fincantieri shipyard in Italy last week. The vessel touched water for the first time exactly 365 days prior to her maiden voyage on May 4th of next year. The ship now has moved to a wet dock where the interior outfitting will take place. Queen Anne will be the fourth ship in Cunard's fleet, the first time the line has had four ships in service at one time since 1999. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 6.6%, 10.01. Royal Caribbean up 5.2%, 75.65. And Norwegian up 2.8%, 14.14. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.